Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, come on, let's go.
Some call him the Prince of Poonanny, the Baron of Butt Plugs, the Duke of Dongs. His mission to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City. He stands astride the intercom multiplex, waving high the big black dildo of destiny. As he brings you a game that we like to call The Adult Toy Price is Right! That's right, it's time to play a little game we like to call
The Adult Toy Price is Right!
Here's how it works. We choose three callers from the listening audience. Then we describe the item that's up for bid. The listeners place their bids. The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize! And now, here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare!
I can see Brandy and Lisa and Stacy, and then the guys are going to be Kyle, John, and Greg. Greg, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going? I'm Greg. I'm 40. I am divorced, and I have a sleeve at home.
Oh, divorced. What happened, man? You were hurt.
Both.
Okay, so you told her you wanted a divorce. You can always tell when it's both, because when it's both, that means the person you're talking to is the one who asked for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're the one who gets blindsided, you're like, he is a terrible person. Yeah. Did you have another? Is that what happened?
No, it was not getting anything at home and wanted my freedom.
You know what? Listen, it did both of you guys a favor.
I think so.
All right. Well, listen, let's see if we can find something for you to ejaculate into. Jesus
Christ.
That's
good.
You know marriage is not that much fun when you're completely good with calling a radio station to find a silicone tube to finish into. And it sounds like a fantastic weekend.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't feel like marriage is good for everybody.
But credit to you for bailing out early.
You know what? That's it. Don't waste everybody's time. Mm-hmm. And I really mean it. Like, work on it. If you, especially if there's kids. But when there's it's never going to get okay. Man, don't waste your time. Don't waste everyone's time. You stay right there, Greg. I'm going to find out if you can masturbate with something we'll give you today.
Thank you.
Yeah. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, my name is John. I'm 39. Next month, it'll be 15 years married.
Mm-hmm.
I have two sleeves of my own.
Do you still like it?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Good. And you think I still like each other?
Oh, yeah. We're getting along pretty good.
That's always the key. I'm telling you, the one thing I've learned about love is, and watching other people, too, is if you can tell they like each other, they're going to do fine. If they just like each other. All these people like, yeah, I love them. And they never really...
He's a good provider.
Oh, my God. That's the kiss of death. He's a good dad. Whenever you hear he's a good father, all that I hear chicks say is, I want to bang someone else. Yeah. Greg and John, you stay there. You're going to play. I got to get Kyle on. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, my name is Kyle. I'm 30 years old, and I don't have anything at home. Wife's got a couple vibrators, and I'm 7 years married.
7 years. Got married young, but how is it? You like it? You don't like it? You might like it?
Oh, I like it pretty well so far.
So you don't like it at all? But, yeah, Greg and John know that voice, right?
Yeah.
All right, Kyle. Okay. Listen, Kyle, John, Greg, all three of you will play. The closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over will receive the item up for bid. In case of a three-way overbid, the closest one will take it home.
For the fellas, this item will give you fits. It's the Ram Ultimate Orgasm Kit. Ram, Ram, can you do the Ram Man when you're pressing Ham Man? This kit will help you to get your lady off. Because it has two things for your beaner, plus it has a butt plug that you can insert in her boobs.
Yes, it's the Ram Ultimate Orgasm Kit. Comes complete with a 7-function vibrating C-ring, a 3.5-inch penile extender with ribs and bumps, not to mention a 5.5-inch plug.
Yes, you will be so chuffed when it's time for butt stuff.
It's the Ram Ultimate Orgasm Kit from Nest Toys.
And it can be yours if the price is
too. It's a combination, not really for your pleasure, but for her pleasure that you wear, guys. I don't know if you understand that or not.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, they're like great.
We'll figure it out.
All right, so let me take a look at this business. I don't feel like. Would you be okay if Mike put that on his penis and then came towards you? It makes your ding dong look like the Black Knight.
It looked honestly because like, I was like Nick, I'm not your father. Is all I see exactly. When I look at that.
Nick, call me your father.
It's like a gladiator sheath for your dong.
Nick, I am your daddy.
If I know that this is happening, then yeah, with a good sense of humor, you're gonna just fine.
But it does. It looks like the Black Knight. Like, and then look, he's even got his own jousting.
Oh God! Like, if you come galloping across the way, huzzah!
That's quite a butt plug there.
Or huzzah.
It doesn't seem to be too girthy, but it's some length on that thing.
Yeah, it's kind of pointy.
Yeah.
It'll point to that.
And then what's this? Is the C-ring?
Yeah.
Oh. And it looks like it's interesting, but it looks like a toy you get out of a cereal box.
Like your pretty, the candy ring that you'd get out of the
it look like a candy
little
ring.
Coin machine.
Are we married now? Yeah. That's hey, really.
Damn.
Does it change? It sounds like a busy signal in England. There we go. Is that good, Nick? Is that the right frequency?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
All right. Oh, now it's changing up again.
Everybody wins.
Yeah, it does it on its own.
Oh, no, that would be wildly irritating to a girl. I know that. Isn't it?
Yeah.
You can't get into one spot and then have the vibrator change up on you.
I don't know. It'd be like watching a show and you changing the channel.
Yeah, girls do not like that. Like I've never met one girl who wanted the thing to go.
Yeah, this ain't a grab bag. I like to know what I'm getting.
Yeah, right. Okay? Yeah. That's what you want. No.
That sounds like that's the sound of happiness.
That sounds like its battery's dying. And it goes. Hear that? It was amazing, amazing background vocals I did with that vibrator. Greg, what would you pay for such an item?
Let's say $50.
$50 for Greg. All right, John.
Let's go with 35.
35. And finally, married for 7 years, 30-year-old Kyle.
$39.99.
The actual manufacturer suggested retail price.
$37.99.
Oh, John.
Woohoo.
Will your wife let you get after it with this business with a butt plug and a C-ring and a peener extender?
Hey, we're down to we'll figure it all out.
I mean, but is she always open for like, I'll give it a try?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. See? That's what happiness is like, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. All right. You stay right there, John. You're the big winner. Greg?
Hey, how's it going?
Well, can't help you with this weekend, but maybe I can help you the weekend coming up. You want to go to Freakers Bowl?
Yes, indeed.
All right, October 19th, that Saturday. I'll get you in there. And what about you, Kyle? What can I do for you?
You got more Freakers Bowl tickets?
I do.
That'd be awesome.
All right, man. You enjoy. All right, stay there. Now, listen. First, a new player for the females. We, on Tuesday, had a bit of a mishap. And the answer fired before we went to the question. Yeah. Didn't it?
Yeah. Ow!
Nine more. Ow. Friday the 13th. So we're going to have one new player, Stacy. Stacy, welcome to the show. What's your story?
Hi, Johnny. I'm 26 years old. I've been married for 9 months, and I have a bullet vibrator and a butterfly dildo.
I like the way... You give your marriage time like a baby.
A baby.
You're going to be like, how long have you been married? 13 months. How long have you been married? 27 months.
I had to do the math before I said it out loud back in December.
And
so,
you...
Yeah, but we've been together for 6 years prior to getting married.
Good. Nice. You met him when you were 18 or 19?
19.
19. And wow. Any guys before him?
I'd always kind of just like been the one to be in a relationship, and prior to my husband, I was in a 6-year relationship and a couple others, but nothing that was long term or serious. I was young,
well,
you know.
Well, that's 13 and 19 is pretty long term.
Yeah,
I got to tell you, 6 years, that's a long time, man. But that's good. That's a wonderful thing. And how's the marriage going?
It's good. It's going good.
See, her voice went up a little bit.
I did hear a change. But yeah. Could be allergies.
No, we just got our first house last year, and we have just kind of built roots in our community, and it's going good.
You know, you don't really have to get married for either of those things.
I know.
All right. But you like these kind of shenanigans?
Yes, I like shenanigans.
All right. You're going to play, Stacey. Now, listen.
All right.
I got to get Lisa and Brandy on. They played on Tuesday, but it was an unfair game. It had a bit of a malfunction, so we've invited them back so we can play an honest game. Lisa, welcome back to the game.
Thank you.
Thank you. And what was your situation again, Lisa?
I am 41. I am married for 4 years now. I have one kid, and I have two regular dildos and one glass dildo. And I get to play again because T can't do his job correctly.
Ow, God!
Eight more. Brandy. Oh, you stay there. That's right. Lisa. That's right, Lisa. Brandy, welcome back.
Hello.
What's your story again?
I'm 41. I've been married for 17 years. Let's see, I've got anal beads, several dildos, nipple clamps. I got a whole smorgasbord of stuff.
What would you say your favorite currently is?
Oh, gosh. Actually, I have to think about that for a second.
That's how much you have. I
have this tie-dye pink and purple dildo. That's one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm. It's always the same. You invest all this money in buying them all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I come around the corner, and what's she playing with? The $27 pocket rocket. Mm-hmm. Oh, son of a bitch.
She's like, free love, it's tie-dye.
All right, you dirty hippie. We're all going to play. Brandy, Lisa, Stacy, the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over will receive the item up for bid. We're going to do our absolute best to not F this up today.
For the ladies, our item of her bid is...
It's creepy.
And I'll give you one guess who picked it out.
It's the orgasm pacifier from Nastoys.
Bye-bye, Binky.
Oh, God.
Binky, bye-bye.
Please stop.
Bye-bye, Binky. Elmo will try.
Yeah, it's a vibrator that looks like a pacifier.
Not even remotely creepy.
So now you're ready to do... grown-up things like
vibrating that poo.
That says right here is a perfect toy for anal or vaginal pleasure.
And speaking of vaginal pleasure, while we're keeping it creepy,
in Germany, there's an animated children's show character named Gummy Bear. Gummy Bear has a pacifier that he refers to as,
wait for it,
his nookie.
That's right, his nookie.
He has a song about it.
And now you're going to hear it too.
I
wish I was making this up. Leave it to the Germans. He'll share it with you if you're his friend.
See you in hell, f***ers.
It's the orgasm pacifier, and it can be yours, ladies. I'm going to go bathe and bleach. Different price is right.
Ooh, my God.
My goodness, man. that's a whole thing. Well, ladies, it is the orgasm pacifier. When she's being bitchy, being fussy,
mm-hmm.
is this the battery in her?
Yeah, the battery's in.
And oh, you get to turn the little pacifier thing here.
Oh,
you're lovely, aren't you?
Yeah. Jesus Christ. This is so.
She's so.
Mama.
Yeah, right? How's that one?
Oh my God, it looks like a child's toy.
It does.
And it's lavender.
Yeah, wait till somebody's kid pops it in their mouth.
Oh God, they walk into the fridge. No.
Yeah. All right.
That said, it's pretty good.
Yeah, no, I'd say that's the correct size, girth.
Yeah.
It's even a lovely pale purple color.
Yeah, it's quite portable.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say discreet, but my Christ.
I don't know if, you know, if you got a new one and they're teething, maybe the vibration.
Oh,
would
God.
I don't know.
You may have something, though.
All right. Stacy.
Yes, sir.
What do you think?
What would you pay
for such an item?
I'm going to say $19.99.
$19.99, Lisa.
$35.
And finally, Brandy.
$29.95.
And the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price is
$22.99.
Oh, the newcomer. Stacy, jam us in.
Yay!
Stacy, you are newly married, correct?
Yes, sir.
9 months. And have you been exploring all kinds of sex? I assume you have. Having two long-term relationships, I assume that you've got a pretty healthy sexual appetite.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say that the marriage has changed anything. You know, we did a lot of exploring before we got married. So, yeah, we like to keep it interesting.
Good for you. That's it, man. Listen, it's the easiest part. The rest of it's hard. Babies, kids, lives, careers, houses, taxes, all that business. That stuff ain't easy. The easy part is, hey, guess what's there? This fits here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right. Just try to keep liking each other. That's the best part.
Mm-hmm. We will not just like, we will keep loving each other.
Listen, I'm telling you, the love part sticks around. I genuinely see people who don't like each other anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, what I'm telling you is spit on this before you put it in him. Stay friendly.
I can do that.
Listen, by the way, do you do the butt play?
A little bit, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And does he? Do you have to do it back to him?
No, it's not reciprocated.
Okay, all right. Well, have you been angry enough to maybe put a strap on and take him like the dirty, dirty whore he is?
A little bit of slapping and choking, but not so much that.
Do you slap and choke him a little bit?
A little bit, yeah. Got to get him in shape sometimes.
I'm sorry, Jake just mouthed spit in his mouth. You're all filthy. All right, Stacy, that's for you. You come by and pick up your orgasm pacifier.
I will. Thanks, Johnny.
You're very welcome. Enjoy and have a wonderful life. Have a great night. Lisa, Brandy, you came back and you still didn't win.
Damn it.
Listen, I don't have anything for your vaginas today, but let me hook you up with something else. I'm going to let you choose. Burke, I'm gonna give you all the list. WWE SmackDown, Greta Van Fleet, Baby Metal with Avatar, Burt Kreischer the Comedian, Godsmack Hailstorm, or Deep Purple?
I want Burt Kreischer.
Burt Kreischer, and who was that?
Brandy.
All right, Brandy, you stay there. Lisa, what's your choice?
I'm going to go with Freakers.
You got it. All right, ladies, thank you for coming back. Sorry that we screwed it up on Tuesday.
That's quite all right.
All right, stay there, Lisa. I did not expect Stacy to tell me that she slapped her and yelled at him. I was like, really?
No. Rather matter of fact about it.
I had a girl surprise me that once. We'd known each other and was kind of friends with benefits for a while, a few years, you know, right. On and off. And this is a long time ago. And then she had had a boyfriend in the meantime who had opened up some venues for her.
Uh-huh.
So by the time we kind of got back around to it, she was like, so, you know what I'm really kind of into now? And I'm like, hey, man, how hard are you going to hit me?
Yeah. Why are you making a fist?
And then she was okay at it, but I was like, huh. And well, no, nothing in the face. Like, if you hit me in the face,
No.
Well, I'm not going to probably get angry, but, you know.
It's not enjoyable either.
It's hard for me. I'll just say it out loud to keep that thing going if I'm being slapped in the face. Like, yeah. I feel like it's not going to work out for me.
No.
You need a new vibrator or a big old dong.
Maybe a big rubber Gucci-shaped humpy toy.
Well, there's a place you can go and it won't take long.
Maybe a fist-sized butt-plus what you enjoy.
Well, there's a place you can go that we all know where you can get on your freak. If your mom needs a dong the size of a small chop, send her to Moonlight Adult Boutique.
Moonlight Adult Boutique. Proud sponsor of the Adult Toy Price is Right. With 4 locations to serve your every naughty need. Find them online at MoonlightAdultBoutique.com.
Because Moonlight is a place for you. Oh, giggity, 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 you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.